Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby!
Hey, everybody, it's Andrew, and welcome to episode 100 of the Jaguar Podcast. Holy smokes, I can't believe it. I didn't think I would, put out these many episodes and kind of keep on trucking with this podcast, but I really enjoy it. And a special thank you to all of my subscribers and listeners. Really appreciate the support, and go Jaguars. All right, so in this episode, we are going to be discussing whether the Jags should tank for Trevor Lawrence. I am so tired of hearing this on social media. We should tank for Trevor Lawrence. Gardner Minshew sucks. I could not disagree more. We should not tank for Trevor Lawrence. It's just foolish.
Idiot.
The guy's a great quarterback. Will be a number one, draft pick, or definitely go in the first round. But I mean, why tank the whole season just to get him? The Jaguars haven't had a lot of success at the quarterback position. And we have a guy, on a rookie contract. We have him for cheap. And now we want to just tank the whole season to get Trevor Lawrence. It's absolutely foolish. I do not think we should do it. Be that as it may, though, I still think Trevor Lawrence is a really great player. He's got great, physical size, ideal, size for a quarterback. He's got a great arm, and he makes, decent decisions on the for the most part. But there's a few concerns that I have. And number one, I don't think he steps up into the pocket when he's, being pressured very well. I don't think he's very mobile either. Like if you pressure him, he's not going to be able to get out of the pocket and make a play happen or, throw on the run. And that's where Gardner Minshew excels. He's able to kind of create plays, and he's very mobile. But I just think Trevor Lawrence, I don't see that, in his play or his highlights. I think throughout his tenure at Clemson, he's had a pretty good offensive line, and Gardner Minshew has played with a really poor offensive line and not many weapons around him. So, I think when Trevor Lawrence gets to the Jaguars, if he was selected by Jacksonville, I think he's going to have some trouble, right? He's not going to have that offensive line that he had at Clemson. He's probably going to get pressured more. He's going to throw picks. He's going to make mistakes. And everybody just thinks that, a rookie quarterback is going to play well their first season. It takes, on average, I would say 2 to 3 years for a quarterback to learn how to play in the NFL, to read defense, and, to be able to make plays and get better. And I don't see Trevor Lawrence, being a phenomenal player his first year, in the NFL. It takes time. And I think everyone's just very naive in that sense, where they think that a player right out of, college, first year in the NFL, is going to just play incredibly. It doesn't happen very often. But look at Gardner Minshew. His rookie season, look at the numbers he put up. It's incredible. And he just doesn't get the credit that he deserves. And it's really a shame. I just don't think it's a smart move to tank the whole season for Trevor Lawrence. I don't think he's going to be able to read defense as well, as he did, at Clemson, because in the NFL, defensive coordinators are able to disguise defenses a little bit better. They're able to trick quarterbacks into making, mistakes, throwing picks. So I just think that's going to be a challenge for Trevor Lawrence. I'm not saying that he won't, you know, adjust and be able to learn, but I think it's going to be very difficult that first year for him. And I think for any quarterback, you know, in the NFL, I think Gardner Minshew is just like able to phenomenally adjust to the NFL and to make the plays that he made with the offensive line that he had in the scheme that he had, which was not very good. I didn't think John DeFilippo did a very good job with the Jaguars, you know, with a bad defense that couldn't support him and help them win games. So I think what Minshew has done has just been incredible.
Just hardened balls, man, hardened balls.
And I feel like people should give him the opportunity that he deserves. He could potentially be a franchise quarterback. I'm not saying that he is right now, but he could be. And that's just the bottom line. So I think he deserves a shot. He deserves a chance. And, you know, see what happens. You know, we could win some games this year. It could be an exciting season. Time will tell, but do not think we should tank for Trevor. Let me know how you feel about that. Leave me a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Give me a like if you enjoyed this video. Subscribe to the channel. This is a podcast, so you can pretty much get this podcast wherever you get podcasts. But, you know, stop by Apple Podcasts. Leave me a review, some feedback. That always helps me when I put together these episodes. Stay safe. Stay away from the coronavirus. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that JYD coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks be where we on the prowl. Game day night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.